This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Lost in all the hullabaloo over the U.S.-China climate change agreement this week was a little thing that we like to call global trade. Two big deals got done. The first, also with China, cuts tariffs on things like semiconductors and a bunch of other high-tech stuff. The second, with India, cleared an impasse over food stockpiling that will in turn rejuvenate a trillion-dollar agreement on international customs procedures. Smack at the heart of them both, companies right here in the U.S. of A. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
We're talking about the WTO's Trade Facilitation Agreement and its Information Technology Agreement. Not the jazziest of names, but important deals. Derek Scissors, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, says because trade agreements have been stalled for years, this feels like a breakthrough.
And what's the common part here? The U.S.
Scissors says these deals restore American leadership in trade.
We're the ones breaking through the barriers. We're the ones making the deals. And with other important countries like China and India, but nonetheless, we're the common thread here. That's important.
And U.S. companies stand to benefit big time if the tech agreement is finalized, says Gary Huffbauer, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
You go through the companies that are big in this space, and a lot of them, say two-thirds of them, have U.S. names. You know, Apple, Cisco, you can go down the list.
Huffbauer says the key here isn't the number of jobs this agreement might create, but the type. Steady, high-skilled, with good pay. And to a lesser extent, companies that do lots of global shipping, like FedEx and UPS, might also benefit from the Trade Facilitation Agreement. Zooming out, these deals speak to how globally integrated our businesses have become, says Emily Blanchard, a professor at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business.
In this world with global supply chains, little pieces of products are being added up all across borders to create a final product. If you have even small transaction costs at every border, those add up.
Blanchard says that's especially true when it comes to electronics. So both these trade deals are important steps. Of course, they haven't been finalized yet. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.